Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, we got a lot of Montana-specific stories to get to here this morning. You know, I know we got a lot of time. It seems like we got a lot of time, but then before you know it, the show's over and we're out of time, especially with everything that we have to cover on a day-to-day basis. But I do want to first just go back to, we talked a lot in the 6 o'clock hour about the fake news media and the far-left activists celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And for those of you just getting up and rolling with us here this morning, we've got the breaking news on our Montana Talks website that a Billings public school teacher is now under investigation after allegedly celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk, an English teacher at Skyview High School. A source close to the school district also tells me that the teacher was sent home for the next week or so while the investigation is underway. That full story, MontanaTalks.com. But yeah, the ABC fake news ABC, you had this reporter for ABC News talking about how very touching he thought it was to read these text messages between the trans Tifa assassination shooting suspect and his transgender partner. Sick and twisted. And I didn't even know this. You know, Friday night, a lot of you are probably out watching Friday Night Lights football, you know, spending time with family, getting outdoors, whatever. And so I wasn't, you know, glued to the TV watching, you know, flipping through the channels, seeing what all the various news stations were reporting. But Jesse Waters on The Five yesterday pointed out how many of these fake news, legacy news outlets refused to even cover Erica Kirk's first public remarks following the assassination of her husband. And then listen to Jimmy Kimmel, this late-night so-called comedian who thinks he can get some laughs out of joking about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Listen to this. I'm sorry to use the word, but how else do you say it? Listen to this dirtbag and how he straight-up lied to his audience, trying to claim that this trans Tifa terrorist is somehow a right-winger.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism.
What a dirtbag. Did you hear him? Tried to paint him as anything other than their own. Absolutely pathetic. And Katie Pavlich, townhall.com, who, by the way, has been close friends, worked with Charlie Kirk since his very early days in this movement. She talked about how the media, in so many ways, is trying to turn the monster into a victim. That's why that ABC fake news reporter was saying, oh, these were very touching messages back and forth. And now you got Jimmy Kimmel straight up lying to his audience, claiming that this trans Tifa, transgender activist terrorist is somehow part of Make America Great Again movement. Give me a break.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine for today, a few isolated showers still possible, mainly towards the Billings area. High temperatures otherwise stay from the lower to middle 70s. For tonight, with mainly clear skies, low temperatures back into the mid-40s to around 50, and then back into some sunshine on Thursday, with high temperatures in the mid and upper 70s around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley.
This is House Call for Health. A frozen meals brand recalls thousands of burrito bowls over an undeclared allergen. The Food and Drug Administration says food maker One Frozen is voluntarily recalling some lots of its Good and Gather Southwest-style burrito bowl blend because it may contain shrimp. The FDA says the product's packaging label did not have shrimp listed, which could pose severe risks for consumers with a shellfish allergy. The recall comes after three consumers reported the product possibly contained shrimp. No illnesses immediately reported. The product was sold at Target stores across all 50 states with a best if used by date of August 24th, 2026. They're asking consumers to check your freezer for the affected product. And if you have one listed, contact Target Guest Relations. That number and more information can be found at FDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, we do got to say, though, hats off to Democrat Senator John Fetterman. Democrat Senator John Fetterman, since day one when the news first broke that Charlie Kirk had been shot. And then after the news had broke that Charlie Kirk had been assassinated, John Fetterman has been condemning what took place since hour one, since day one. I think it was Kaylee McEnany who made that point on The Five yesterday. But yet, look at how so many in the legacy media, and look at that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel lying to his audience, claiming that somehow this trans-tifa, transgender activist shooter is somehow part of the MAGA movement, is somehow a conservative. I mean, just sick and twisted what you're seeing out of Jimmy Kimmel right now, making jokes about the assassination. But Katie Pavlich, as they were talking about the remarks, Ari Fleischer weighed in. I think he was on with Harris Faulkner as well. She talked about how some in the media are now, you know, first they tried to lie to you and say, oh, well, he's actually one of them. He's actually a conservative. And then now that has been totally debunked, now they're trying to turn the monster into a victim.
It'd be interesting, Kay, to see how the media covers this trial, or if they cover it at all. Friday night, they didn't even air Erica Kirk's address to the country.
Yeah, they're not covering it well already. It's very difficult to watch and look at this person who is not only an alleged murderer, but who is also a thief. This is allegedly the person who stole a husband and a father from Erica Kirk, from their children, and he stole Charlie from his friends and from the country. And it's very clear watching him and looking at the text messages that he knew exactly what he was doing. This is not an insanity case. This is not a case of mental illness. Based on what he is accused of and the messages we've seen on Discord and the text messages with his roommate, who was also his trans lover, talking about how he was engraving bullets, which brings up another question. I'm sure Paul can talk about this with the obstruction issue and what his roommate and trans lover actually knew about what his plans were. But in terms of your question about the media, we're already seeing, and we've seen this since this happened almost a week ago now, this victimization of the killer, that he somehow had something in his life that justified this, that he didn't like what Charlie Kirk stood for because Charlie was too hateful in his debate on college campuses, and therefore maybe he was somehow justified in taking his life. And you saw today, even ABC calling the text messages between this guy and his roommate trans lover touching, because there was some concern about what might happen to him after he had murdered, allegedly, Charlie Kirk in front of his family and the entire world.
And then she goes on to point out how some in the media now are trying to turn this monster into a victim. Here is, you know, in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I played this William LaJeunesse report pointing out how the overwhelming, look, there's wackos on all sides, right? There's a lot of wackos out there. But overwhelmingly, when you look at the numbers, when you look at the evidence, the overwhelming embrace of political violence and actual political violence being committed is coming from the left. Ari Fleischer weighed in, former White House spokesperson under former President George W. Bush, weighed in with Harris Faulkner on Fox yesterday.
There is a slice, however, of people we need to talk about, and that is people who celebrate murder. And it's horrible, and especially if this murder was inspired by politics. If this murder was inspired, and it increasingly appears that it was, based on the evidence the FBI and Utah authorities are discovering, that this was a politically motivated hit job because the killer didn't like Charlie Kirk's ideas, who would celebrate that? There's a sickness. It is largely a sickness from the left. It does exist to some degree, smaller, on the right, but it exists on the left. College campuses are a big part. Professors are a big part of preaching this, and I'm afraid we have a generation that's grown up believing it.
Yeah, no, he's exactly right. At least, though, you've got people like Senator John Fetterman, a Democrat, willing to come out and call it what it is, even as Ilhan Omar claims that, oh, no, there's nobody celebrating his assassination. Rock, calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, thanks for the call. What's your thoughts this morning?
Hey, good morning. This is about Charlie. What a loss. But, you know, they're talking about death penalty. And the death penalty in the United States really is no deterrent for people committing these crimes, because they'll sit in jail for 20, 30 years if an execution ever does, you know, transpire. So I know in Utah they do still use the firing squad, which would be appropriate for this guy, I think. But also, on the other hand, maybe it'd be better if he went to prison for the rest of his life. I know we have to pay for that, but to just give him the next, what is he, 22 years, the next 50, 60 years to think about what he did.
Yeah, the death penalty needs to be enforced a little more swiftly as well. They've just turned the whole thing into a charade. Broader, though, I think what needs to happen is we have got to start dismantling these violent, radical, domestic left-wing terrorist groups like Antifa, like Trans-Tifa. That's clearly what needs to happen, you know, right now, which is what, you know, Team Trump is already focused on doing. Because, you know, aside from making an example out of this Trans-Tifa terrorist, they need to start making it clear that this type of nonsense is not going to be tolerated anymore whatsoever. Rock, great to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. We got to take a quick break, get to the Farm and Ranch Report, and then coming up right after this, we got a guest joining us on the program right after this, and then back to your calls after that.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Need to pay off student loan debt, start saving for a big ticket item, or build funds for the future? Well, getting a side hustle is one of the best ways to reach your goal. Some jobs that can create some good extra dough include lawn care professional. You could possibly sign up as a vendor with GreenPal, a lawn care service and app which is sort of like Uber for mowing lawns. Or become a TaskRabbit and earn extra money by completing everyday earns and tasks for people in your area. Or how about trying your hand as a bookkeeper. This side gig typically pays about $30 an hour, according to FlexJobs. Or you could become an online instructor and share your knowledge with the world remotely and on your own schedule. And attention fashionistas, if you have an eye for current trends, you might be able to find a side gig as a fashion consultant for high-end shoppers. These are just a handful of side jobs, and there are many more where you can create your own schedule and snap up some additional cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, we got to get it done on Wednesday's Montana Talks. We've been getting to a lot of your phone calls, a lot of folks wanting to, needing to sound off. We did that on Monday and Tuesday. Coming up Wednesday, we'll still have time for some of your phone calls, but we got to get to our interviews with the captain and the crew from the USS Montana. Montana's U.S. Navy submarine. The crew was on the ground in Big Sky Country. That'll be coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks. That and more, plus some time for your calls. Coming up Wednesday.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ranch.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The summer cattle video sale season is pretty much wrapped up across Montana and the nation. And I want to share more of the results from this week's Northern Livestock Video Fall Premiere Sale that was held in Billings, because I wanted to highlight just how much calf prices surged in September 2025 compared to September 2024. Steer calves yesterday averaged $163 a hundredweight higher than a year ago. That's a 57% drop. That added more than $1,050 per head for steer calves. The biggest movers were 7 to 750-pound steers, climbing over $1,320 a head in value with an average price of $3,128. Heifers weren't far behind. On average, those heifer calves sold $152 a hundredweight higher, a 58% increase, which boosted values by nearly $950 per head. 6 to 650-pound heifers led the way, with prices soaring over $1,076 per head higher than September 2024, with a value of $2,631 a head. Tight supplies and strong demand continuing to fuel these sharp year-over-year gains, giving ranchers a welcome boost this fall. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, before we get to our guests here, I do want to just play this quick soundbite here from Democrat Senator John Fetterman, because at least he is willing to stand up and call out the violent radical left. Of course, they despise him because he's willing to speak a little freely. But anyway, here you go. I think he was on with CNN. Harris Faulkner shared this yesterday on Fox.
Really lost our connection with American voters in ways. And I think we can't just be, well, Trump is always wrong, or that we're going to set the country on fire, or whatever. That's just not true either, of course.
But when you hear some Democrats saying Trump is acting like an autocrat.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. If you actually compare him to an actual autocrat, that is not just that. You just don't ever compare anyone to Hitler and those kinds of extreme things. Now, look what happened to Charlie Kirk. I mean, you know, the man was shot. Now, we have to turn the temperature down. It's like we can't compare people to these kinds of figures in history. And this is not an autocrat. This is a product of a Democratic election.
Yeah, great message there from Democrat Senator John Fetterman, having the courage to say what so many in the Democrat Party either don't have the courage to say or are straight up unwilling to say. All right, let's switch tracks. I think we should just start referring to this as our MAHA update, our Make America Healthy Again update. Great to have both Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet back with us here on the show. Doc Williams, we'll start with you. What's your latest MAHA update for our listeners? What have you been seeing out there on the health front?
Well, this is an interesting time of the year right now. As we've done this for several years, we see trends in people's interest in losing weight and getting healthy. And so this fall trend, this September-October timeframe, is one of our big peaks in interest in losing weight, getting healthy. And I think it's because people are back into more routines of the summer and leading into the fall. So I think this is a good time of the year, and we're seeing an increased trend for people wanting to get healthy and to not just lose weight but gain their health.
Yeah, Dr. Jordan, you know, I did my annual diet tune-up back in August. I like kind of tuning up before the busy fall season starts. And I've already had a couple of months of fun out on the boat, out on, you know, camping and barbecuing. So it's like, okay, time to tighten up things a little bit here at the end of the summer. And it was a great tune-up, worked out great. Shed whatever pounds I put on over the past few months or whatever and trimmed right back down. Why do you think some people like to wait until after Labor Day, after the summer, to then say, okay, now I'm going to focus on losing the weight and getting healthy again?
I think a lot of people see when you go on a diet that there's this routine that you have to get into. It's kind of crazy in the summertime. Kids are out of school. You might be going on camping trips and vacations, see family and whatnot. It just kind of gets complicated. Now that everybody's back in school, kind of work routine's back into the norm, you can kind of be a little bit more rigid in your routine. The other thing is this is right before the holiday rush. I mean, just around the corner, you get Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then you get Christmas, then New Year's. I mean, you run through the whole list of it, and I think people look ahead and say, oh, man, if I don't lose weight now, when am I going to start? You know, and so we encourage people, especially, you mentioned the tune-up, to look at that early October, September window and really look and say, hey, if you want to lose it, let's reset your mind right now. Go into the holidays with a new education, ready to take it on and be intentional about your celebration so that you're not putting on those 8 to 12 pounds that a typical American puts on during that holiday window.
Yeah, that's crazy when you think about 8 to 10 pounds. But, you know, some people are thinking, whoa, I got way more than 8 or 10 pounds. I got 60, 75, 100 plus. Well, you can do it. In fact, our friend Tim in Savage just messaged me, I think it was yesterday, and he said he's just celebrating his one-year anniversary since he first got started with Billings Last Diet. And, of course, our listeners know he lost 100 pounds using your remote option. Dr. Williams, you know, this was kind of cool, you know, kids going back to school, getting back in a routine. You know, my wife, Jessica, she actually, she made some, you know, those egg bites that you can get at like coffee shops and things like that. She actually made a whole pan full of egg bites, and then you can put them in the fridge. And then the kids, when they get up to go for school, they can just, you know, make a couple egg bites or something like that for a quick breakfast. And there you go. That's an ideal breakfast. You got your protein in there, a good start to your morning. And, you know, because as we've talked about, you know, there is a clear link, A, between, you know, your brain functioning better after you've gotten that ideal protein, especially to start your day. But also what you've told us is that you're less hungry earlier in your morning when you load up on all those carbs and you load up on all those sugars. What happens? About an hour later, you're sitting in class or you're sitting at work thinking, oh, I'm hungry again. Well, that's because you didn't get that protein in your system. And then it triggers that whole... with Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan with Billings Last Diet. Yeah, Doc Williams, you know, you can take that same tray that you'd make brownies with and make some egg bites instead, and you got a good morning snack for the kids.
So kudos to Jessica for helping the Flint family with their lifestyle change. You know, the protein is wonderful because it's got that long burn like you talked about. But that's the lifestyle that we're looking for to help people not just lose the weight, but keep it off for the rest of your life. And that's why you've done so well with maintaining that weight, is because instead of having a lifestyle of getting up and having a bowl of sugary cereal for breakfast, you've got your egg bites. And that's really what we're looking for to help people, is to develop a lifestyle, because it's only in the lifestyle that they're going to be successful in losing weight and keeping it off for the rest of your life. And so that's our forte, is helping people figure out the lifestyle to keep that weight off after you've lost it. So
yeah, and Dr.
Shout
Jordan,
out to Jessica for that.
Yeah, and Dr. Jordan, you know, you guys use the Ideal Protein Protocol and the Ideal Protein food products, and I really love their products. I love taking their snacks when I'm out on the road, for example, their protein products. But, you know, it's funny, Dr. Jordan, I'm not even on a tune-up anymore, but yet one of the meals I had the other night was, you take cabbage, you take beef, you take burger, and you take pickles, and And then you can, there's calorie-free Thousand Island-style dressing. You mix it all together, and it's basically like your own Big Mac in a bowl, but it's all Ideal Protein Phase 1 compliant.
Well, no, absolutely. I have meals that we make for dinner. I have a 7- and 5-year-old who eat their vegetables better than most adults because we have different recipes and cookbooks that teach you how to make food that you'll enjoy, not just when you're on a diet. That's the problem people face when they're trying to lose weight is they say, well, I've got to suffer through this until I hit my goal. But the reality is the goal isn't to suffer through, it's to have that shift in mindset so that you can maintain a healthy lifestyle long term. And so you're absolutely right, and I appreciate you bringing that up, because those foods, they're not just good for you when you're dieting, they're good for you long term. They're not meant to cut calories and see if we can trim the fat. They're meant to give you good energy, clean burning energy throughout the day, help the kids in school have a good mindset, have that protein that keeps you satiated, but gives you the long-term benefit of good slow burn, when as opposed to that oatmeal or cereal in the morning that burns through quick and then they're starving by 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
and so this, yeah, that's a great point. Why, there's a lot of great meals like that.
And this is why it's also beneficial to have a coach, to have a diet coach. Just like you're hearing some of my favorite meals, you're hearing some of Dr. Jordan's favorite meals. When you meet with your diet coach, they're going to tell you, oh, well, I tried this and it's really good. And then they're going to get excited hearing about what you tried that you really like. And yeah, that's a part of that whole lifestyle change that you get through Billings Last Diet. All right, quick break, back right after this. Then we'll get to your phone calls and more.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was just going to ask the question over the radio here. Does the FCC allow us to use the B word on the radio? Well, you know what? Even if they did, I'm assuming there's some kids in cars right now that are driving to school with mom and dad. And so probably better not to use the word anyway. But, you know, we've been talking about all the radical left-wing nut jobs celebrating and cheering on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But on a related note, did you guys hear about the newly elected vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party? They had their elections in Livingston over the weekend, and apparently this was a guy from Livingston. Anyway, wait till you hear what this guy said about a woman member of Congress. We won't use the B word, but he did. Anyway, wait for that one here. We'll get to that and more Montana news in just a second. Plus, we got the phone lines open for you right now if you want to call in and get in the queue and be first up on the phone lines, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Dr. Jordan, Dr. Williams, greatly appreciate your time this morning. Greatly appreciate what you guys are and your team are doing to make Montana healthy again, to make America healthy again. I've personally benefited from Billings Last Diet myself once again after finishing my tune-up. You can go to BillingsLastDiet.com or you can give their team a call at 406-294-6751. And then, Doc Williams, for you know, there's the remote option for people all across Montana. I put it to use here recently myself when I was in the Flathead, and it worked out great. But if people are in the Billings area, you've got some free seminars as well.
Yeah, we have a seminar today at noon. Every Wednesday at noon, we do a seminar, and we have two different locations, one in West End and one in the Heights. The one in the Heights is every other Wednesday. And then next Thursday, on the 25th, we'll have an evening class that will be available for those that were working, weren't able to make that noon. But give us a call, and we can get you hooked up with the information if you're not able to make one of those classes, and get you started and get tuned up if you've currently been done the diet in the past, but if you're looking to lose some weight, we can help you get that done this fall.
And plenty of opportunities for the remote dieters out there, too, or people who are interested in the remote option as well, for you to hear a lot more about the program. All right. Well, Dr. Williams and Dr. Jordan, thank you so much for your time. As always, again, check out BillingsLastDiet.com or give their team a call, 406-294-6751. All right. Phone lines are open for you. 406-294-0970. If you want to jump in on the conversation here this morning, or if you got something you want to talk about, I want to get to some Montana news because we kind of jumped into more of the national news in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. But yeah, again, if you guys missed it at the top of the hour, a Billings public school teacher is now under investigation after allegedly celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Not only did I see the information and the allegations on social media, not only did I get messages from some of our listeners, one mom who has a daughter who is in that teacher's English class at Skyview High School, but I've also confirmed this information with a source close to the school district who tells me that not only is this teacher under investigation, but that the teacher was sent home for the next week or so while the investigation is underway. All right, now let's talk about the Montana Democrat Party. Let's talk about some of the more Montana-specific news that's out there today. Like I said, there's a lot of Montana news to get to here. So the Montana Democrats had their big elections over the weekend. And, you know, given everything else in the news, even I didn't pay much attention to it. I didn't pay attention to who the new party leadership was or what the back and forth was. But one thing caught my eye yesterday. Kim Gillen, she's a former, Democrat congressional candidate. She ran for Congress here in Montana. She's a former Democrat legislator. And I saw she commented on Facebook, and it was set public. So that's why I'll reference it publicly here. But she was basically saying that the newly elected chair of the Montana Democrat Party needs to apologize because apparently this guy was criticizing former liberal Senator John Tester. And so, you know, then I'm like, okay, break out the ideal protein popcorn. Because, yeah, believe it or not, Billings' last diet, they have popcorn, but it's protein. So anyway, I was breaking out the ideal protein popcorn. Actually, I'm off my tune-up, so I could break out real popcorn if I wanted to, too. But anyway, you get the idea. Break out the popcorn because the Democrats are continued to be in disarray here in Montana. So as I told you yesterday, they elected a Democrat state senator out of Missoula as their party chair. And our friend Jake Eaton, conservative political consultant, I mean, his response was, wow, the Democrats just elected a chair who lost her election for superintendent of public instruction last year by 20 points. And so Jake, as somebody who runs a Republican political campaign, says, hey, Democrats, thanks for making my job even easier moving forward. But, okay, so I saw that news that, okay, so that's who the new chair of the Democrat Party is here in Montana. But who is this vice chair guy? Apparently his name is Max Edmund Johansson. Any of our Livingston listeners know this guy? I don't know if I've ever really heard of him. But, yeah, apparently he was criticizing former liberal Senator John Tester. He said, quote, this was in a Montana Free Press article, a liberal-leaning news outfit. He was saying in this Montana Free Press article, he says, quote, I think a lot of people are upset with Tester for not being more proactive and forthright in coming after Sheehy. So basically, he was attacking liberal Senator John Tester for not being liberal enough. And then he was also attacking former liberal Senator John Tester for not going after Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy more strongly. John Tester threw every ounce of BS he could try to throw at Navy SEAL veteran and now U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy, and John Tester got his butt kicked. John Tester didn't get his butt kicked because he wasn't liberal enough. John Tester didn't get his butt kicked because he didn't throw enough garbage at Tim Sheehy. You might argue that he got his butt kicked because he was too liberal and because he threw a bunch of garbage at a Navy SEAL veteran who served his country. And John Tester never even once said, thank you for your service. But it's kind of funny to break out the ideal protein popcorn here and and watch the Democrats attack each other, because usually that's the Republican strong suit. But this was the thing. You know, you want to talk about the violent rhetoric coming out of Democrats, the violent rhetoric coming out of leftists. Kyle Schmock shared this one yesterday on X. This was an older post on social media by this vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party now. The new vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party ponders, quote, "Who am I to stop violence against my political opponents?" After suggesting that somebody push Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene down a flight of stairs. Now, again, I'm not going to use the B word. The vice chair of the Montana Democrats, probably a white male, one of those evil white guys, right? Unless you're a woke white liberal white guy, like old Max Maxey here. This is what Max Edmund Johansson said. "Not trying to say that it's time for someone to push this dumb B word down several flights of stairs, but if that's how you choose to interpret this article, then who am I to stop you?" He literally talked about somebody throwing the down the flight of stairs. That's your new vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party, folks. Wow. Man, that's your Livingston Democrat right there. Remember when Park County, you know, was red, and then the Democrats took over, and they're talking about throwing the B down the stairs, and then they shut down your outdoor rodeo. Good night, my goodness. I wonder what this guy's backstory is. I wonder where he came from. 406-294-0970, the phone number for you. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Big 8 o'clock hour of the show coming up for you. We'll have some more open phones time. FBI Director Kash Patel on Capitol Hill yesterday. Man, there were some fireworks there. I love how he called out Adam Schiff. I love how he called out old Spartacus Cory Booker as well. If I don't get to those highlights in a few minutes, we'll get to them hopefully in the 8 o'clock hour. All right, phone lines are open, 294-0970.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Fox News commentary.
Governor Hochul endorses Kami Mamdani. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hey, everybody, it's Billy Baldwin.
Hey, everyone, it's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone, I'm Nicole Paluzzi.
Hey, everyone, it's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone, it's Henry Golden.
Hey, everyone, it's Zachary Levi.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Nealon, and it's time to take the quiz.
5 questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Governor Kathy Hochul has jumped on the bandwagon and endorsed Orhan Mamdani for New York City. Yes, that Mamdani, the DSA-backed socialist who once called to defund the police and compared Zionism to white supremacy. Really unifying stuff. Well, Hochul maintains they don't agree on everything, but she just loves his vision for affordability, public safety, and strong leadership. Right, because nothing screams strong leadership like demonizing landlords, law enforcement, and cozying up to anarchist protest groups. To cover herself, Kathy threw in a little disclaimer that they've had disagreements. She still supports the NYPD, blah, blah, blah. Make no mistake, this is a stamp of approval from the state's top Democrat on one of the most far-left candidates we've ever seen. Call it what it is. Proof the so-called moderates in the Democrat Party are either too weak to lead or too scared to stand up to their own fringe. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine for today, a few isolated showers still possible, mainly towards the Billings area. High temperatures otherwise stay from the lower to middle 70s. For tonight, with mainly clear skies, low temperatures back into the mid-40s to around 50, and then back into some sunshine on Thursday with high temperatures in the mid and upper 70s around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at Start With Hope.
Jail time. It's the law. When you see someone pulled over, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Montana Department of Justice.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Okay, guys. All right. I went downstairs to go make a new cup of coffee here, and I just started busting up laughing. Good. It's good because I needed a laugh. Okay. All right. Hopefully you guys do too. Hopefully you guys find this as funny as I do. Okay. So let's do a contrast here. So what got me thinking about this here, what got me thinking is I'm looking at all this Montana news, all these news headlines, and it's like, wow, you have the vice chair of the Montana Democrat Party. I'm assuming some woke white dude who talks about throwing the B word down the stairs, talks about throwing a woman down the stairs. A female member of Congress down the stairs because he disagrees with something she said. And this is nowhere in the Montana news other than a post on X by our friend Kyle Schmock. Great guy. And I just got to thinking, I was like, could you imagine if the vice chair of the Montana Republican Party talked about throwing the B word down the stairs, referring to a Democrat woman? But then I realized, hey, do you guys know who the vice chair of the Montana Republican Party is right now? That's one bad Mama Jamma. Mama Jamma, that's the word I was going to use, right? That's one bad lady right there. Stacey Zinn is the former head of the DEA. Before she was in the DEA, a long career service, the Taliban tried to assassinate her over in Afghanistan. Luckily, signals intelligence picked up the chatter from some of the bad terps. And they were not able to assassinate her over in Afghanistan. But before she was in Afghanistan, before she was down south and Central and South America with the DEA, she was like a freaking jujitsu instructor or something like that, something crazy. This is one bad Mama Jamma. I know what some of you are thinking. You watch your mouse out there. Anyway, I'm just sitting here. I'm laughing because I'm like, okay, here you got the white liberal dude that's the vice chair of the Democrat Party. He's talking about throwing Marjorie Taylor Greene down the stairs. If that liberal white dude soy boy from Livingston tried to throw Marjorie Taylor Greene down the stairs, he would find himself at the bottom of the stairs. She's a pretty tough lady. But then I thought, you know what? Could you just imagine an arm wrestling match or some sort of competition between Stacey Zinn, the former head of the DEA here in Montana, versus soy boy Democrat Party vice chair? She would throw him down the stairs in a heartbeat if push came to shove. If he was trying to throw her down the stairs. Anyway, I just had to laugh about that. But yeah, where is the media coverage? Are there any Montana news outlets that have covered some of the outrageous statements? Because I know they're on X. I know they see what's on X, because if there was a bad story about a Republican and it got posted on the Montana Politics hashtag on X, they would be all over it in a heartbeat. So they know that apparently this guy talked about throwing the dumb B word down several flights of stairs. They just don't want to report on it. Anyway, let's see. What is in the news? Oh, here we go. Headline from the Montana Television Network. Judge awards $3 million in attorney fees to held case plaintiffs. Here you go. More corruption from these liberal judges here in Montana, which is why we've got to rally around Supreme Court justice candidates like Dan Wilson. Basically, a Democrat judge is giving $3 million to Democrat political activists and their Democrat lawyers over their stupid climate change lawsuit. They are lining each other's pockets, and they're using your taxpayer dollars to do so. This is why we have got to get serious about these Supreme Court elections here in Montana.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.